On Thursday, I took my grandson Walter to the Lake Superior Railroad Museum. We had a jolly good time, and when we got home and I pulled into my very short driveway, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a plump little woodcock who landed in a patch of grass under the spruce tree in the front yard, as close as I've ever seen a woodcock in the open before. As soon as we got into the house and Walter got busy with Legos, I rushed out with my camera, but I couldn't find it. I wasn't as disappointed as one might expect. The look I got at such close range is one of the best looks I've ever had of a woodcock, even through binoculars. I may not have a photo, but the image is etched into my mind's eye. Woodcocks look a lot like chunky Wilson snipes, only with shorter legs and necks, unbarred sides and flanks, and head striping that runs side to side instead of front to back. Both birds have an exceptionally long bill used to probe for worms and other subterranean invertebrates, with a prehensile tip that can open while the rest of the bill stays closed, so they can insert the bill almost 3 inches into wet, mucky, compacted soil and then just open the tip to grab a worm. Anyone living near where woodcocks display can't help but notice them, which is why they have so many colorful nicknames such as timber noodles, Labrador twisters, night partridge, and bog suckers. And now my 4.5-year-old grandchild is aware of yet another splendid creature with whom we share this planet, a creature that I had no clue existed until I was 23 when I pored through my first field guide. Peterson's depiction of the squat, round, short-legged little guy with the improbably long bill caught my eye. That same year, I read Aldo Leopold's A Sand County Almanac in an environmental education class taught by the wonderful Bob Hinkle, a man I'm honored to call my friend. Bob's voice is ever soft, gentle, and low, an excellent thing in an inspirational instructor. He read aloud a few of his favorite passages, including the section called Sky Dance in the April chapter. Aldo Leopold's words, spoken in Bob Hinkle's voice, made me yearn with all my heart to see a woodcock dancing in the sunset sky. And the very next spring, I did. And just like Leopold, oddly enough, I got to enjoy the ethereal vision in my own backyard, where Russ and I were house-sitting for a Michigan State professor while he was on sabbatical. Sitting out on the patio, I could hear their vocal peents, their twittering wings as they spiraled up into the sky and circled above, and starting at the top, what Leopold called their soft, liquid warble that a March bluebird might envy. The woodcocks had stopped displaying for the year by early June when we packed up our belongings and moved to Madison, Wisconsin. After that, every spring I made it a point to go to at least one place to see their displays, but it wasn't the same as sitting in my own backyard entranced in the twilight. When Russ and I moved to Duluth in 1981, imagine my joy to discover that woodcocks displayed right in Russ's parents' front yard in Port Wing, Wisconsin. When I got good sound recording equipment in 2001, one of my very first recordings was of a woodcock painting right next to their driveway. Listening always carries my heart and soul back to that beloved place. Until Thursday, I'd never actually seen an American woodcock in my own yard here in Duluth, though it's been on my yard list since 2001. Back then, before too much development destroyed the remaining habitat by the railroad tracks along Superior Street several blocks away, one or two woodcocks were still displaying each spring. So one evening I sat on our roof with my parabola pointed toward them, and voila! I figure if we're allowed to count birds we magnify visually with binoculars and spotting scopes, why shouldn't we magnify them orally with a parabola? And a few years ago I spotted one in the woodsy area beyond our back fence. This time around, seeing the bird right there on my lawn didn't put it on any special lists. Well, now it's on my year list. But this Peabody Street encounter was more meaningful than the previous two. I always say no one should go through life listlessly, but really lists are nothing more than rudimentary outlines of real life experiences with birds. And the memory of my real life experience with that little woodcock, momentary as it was, will warm my heart as long as I live. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.